It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now the host of our program, City Desk, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We're delighted to be here for another edition of the City Desk podcast. We are recording this program on Wednesday, April 3rd. It's 9:05. We're here at the IP Casino Resort Spa, where we just heard Mayor Andrew Fofo Gilich give the Breakfast with the Mayor presentation. He touched on a number of issues, and we're going to talk a little bit about them during today's program. We're going to have Major Josh Daniels, the Chief of Public Affairs for Keetzler Air Force Base, joining us in a second to talk about the Biloxi and Keesler Air Show that's coming up May 4th and 5th, which is going to be just huge. But prior to that, we have another event that is going to be huge, that is going to be coming to Biloxi, and it's been coming for several years now, and I'm talking about spring break. Here to talk about the preparations for spring break is Major, do I have that right?
Yes, sir.
Major Chris DeBeck, Christopher DeBeck of the Biloxi Police Department. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
You're happy to be here. I'm so glad to hear that. So the big thing I want to ask you is this. What are you expecting? What is the police department? What should the coast expect from spring break this year? I know that y'all monitor traffic on the internet and social media. Tell us about it. I know April 12, 13, and 14.
Right. It's certainly a traffic event. We're expecting thousands of people down. Anywhere in the neighborhood of 40 to 50,000 people. The vehicles, Highway 90 is going to be packed. All the side roads will probably be packed as well. We're certainly going to have our cones out just in case we have to implement any kind of traffic. But keep in mind, anywhere you got to go, you need to leave early.
One big thing about the police department's traffic plan is you have a traffic plan for every event, and you tailor that traffic plan to that event, depending on where you see the big backups are. Mardi Gras, of course, downtown, cruising the coast, the entire stretch. Scraping is more focused towards the Coliseum, as is the spring break traffic plan. But the beauty of the traffic plan, which as I understand it runs from essentially Cowan Road to I-110, the beauty of it is you don't implement that traffic plan unless you see there's a problem.
Right. We monitor the traffic, we monitor the crowds the entire time, and we have different stages of the plan that we implement at different times. We don't want to implement the single lane at all. If we keep traffic flowing, that's what it's all about, keeping people moving and keeping people safe.
We wanted to just give people a heads up, like somebody told me the other day. Here come the cones. Just because you see those cones, stay alert with the text messaging from the city. How would you receive that?
Right. If you go to Be Alert and you can text 888-777, you can get it right to your phone. Not only does it help during events, but during regular wrecks or crashes throughout the year or any kind of information, it's updated on a regular basis.
And what we want you to do is pull out that cell phone right now and text to 888-777. Text the word Biloxi, B-I-L-O-X-I. If someone needed to email you with a question, where would they email you?
They can email me at cdback, that's C-D-E-B as in boy, A-C-K, at biloxi.ms.us.
Does it still amaze you that you've risen in the police department to the rank of major? I mean, do you wake up pinching yourself every day wondering how this happened?
Every day it's a dream job.
Thank you, Christopher DeBack. He's one of the great ones, William Sackett. He really is.
I know.
Okay, and now we're going to talk to Major Josh Daniels, who just arrived here at Keesler. How long ago?
Just 29 days ago, sir, but it's so great to be here out on the coast. Man, wonderful weather already. I'm loving it.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Josh.
So I just came from San Antonio, and I've been jumping around the country before that. But it's nice to come back to Mississippi. I graduated as a Bulldog from Mississippi State University, and so started my Air Force career just up the state a little bit.
I want to warn you right now that we are fortunate here in Biloxi. We have, by last count, I think it was between 8 and 10,000 military retirees that live here in Biloxi. And what that says to us is that they could have looked anywhere around the world, really, for places they have been stationed, and they chose to retire here. So we're going to save a place for you, Josh.
Well, hey, please do, because I still have a little ways to go before I'm retirement eligible, but I wouldn't mind coming back.
Chris and I are in the same boat. We still got a few years of work left. Okay, so you arrived at Keesler 29 days ago, but you came aboard right as we're in the throes of getting ready for a big event May 4th and 5th. Tell people what you know about the air show and why they should care.
Oh man, so just a month away, it's going to be a wonderful air show. We have the Thunderbirds coming out. Of course, that's the headline event, right? The premier demonstration show from the Air Force. And you all can't miss that. And it's going to be right over the beach. So come on down. The wonderful partnership that we've been having with the city is making this one of the best air shows that I think the nation will have.
And we want to make sure people know that it's really an air show that has two locations. May 4th and 5th, it's going to start out in the daytime on Keesler Air Force Base, where you have the big open house along the flight line there, and that's where people can get right up close to a number of static displays.
Oh, that's definitely right. We're going to have a number of military aircraft out there so you can come up and touch and feel them and you see what the military is using day in and day out. And we will have some flights that are going on over the base in the morning. But in the afternoon, we're transitioning everybody down to the beach so you can have some fun in the sun and the sand and in the water and see some outstanding flights out over the ocean.
A quick question, will there be any World War I airplanes?
Oh, buddy. You know, I don't know that one specifically, but if you go to the website, there's the KeeslerBiloxiAirShow.com. If you go to that website, they have the full list of performers out there, and they'll also have when they are performing.
One of the great things about this air show is we keep talking about Thunderbirds and Thunderbirds and Thunderbirds with good reason, but that's just part of it.
Oh, yes. There is a number of outstanding performers and aircraft that will be out there. I mean, really, if you are interested in flight in any form, this is the place that you want to be with the first weekend of May.
And the big thing, too, is you and I keep calling that air show, but it's the Keesler Air and Space Show, because there's a nod to the future.
Right. Oh, that's definitely right. I mean, and we're already flying right now. We have an Air Force member, Nick Haig, that's in the International Space Station as an astronaut, and you might have seen him on the Today Show just a couple of days ago as he was talking about his first spacewalk. And so, yes, the Air Force has already started progressing in that way, and we have a great partnership with NASA and with other space agencies in the federal government, and we're only looking forward to the Space Command coming back on, and then maybe a Space Force in the near future.
Now, one of the things that Keesler has had the foresight to do in working with the city is that they've now established a number of sites where people can park early in the day, and then there's a continuous shuttle service. And here to explain just a little bit about that is our public affairs specialist, Cecilia Dobbs-Walton, with the city. You've been working real closely with Major Daniels' team over at the Public Affairs Workshop shop over there. Y'all have done a number of maps that show where these alternate parking spots are, satellite parking.
Yeah, there's a number of maps. Of course, it's on our website at biloxi.ms.us, on the Keesler BiloxiAirShow.com website. We have it in our B News newsletter. There are various parking spots, I believe five, in East Biloxi and along Back Bay for people to park. They can park there. There's going to be continual, as Vincent said, service from the parking areas to Keesler and to White Avenue for the visitors and everybody enjoying the air show to be able to walk kind of back and forth from the beach and then bus them on Keesler right at the visitor center to get out, to park there to get out to the flight line to see all the events.
That's the key thing. Make it easy on yourself. You know, arrive early, take advantage of that free we forgot to say free satellite parking. The Coast Coliseum, if you park there, there's a $5 admission fee per car. But however, the bus service is free. So if you avail yourself to that, White Avenue is going to be where everything is focused. That's kind of that's the focal point right at White and 90. But this air show, Major, let's be honest, this thing's going to take up the whole coast, wouldn't you think?
Yes. From what I understand from past air shows, we've almost doubled the population on the peninsula during the air shows. I mean, it truly is the place to be during that time.
So, Chris DeBack, that's going to be like spring break. You want to tell people don't be in a hurry on spring break weekend and don't be in a hurry on air show weekend.
That's right. You want to be aware of your surroundings and certainly, you know, plan ahead. You know, if you know you got to get somewhere at a certain time, plan your route and plan an alternate route because it's going to be busy.
A big thing, too, is if you go to that website that we were telling you, there are a number of things you need to know, things you can't take to the beach, such as glass bottles, etc. Same thing with Keesler. There are a number of requirements there that you need to keep in mind. But everything is it's going to be an open-door policy. You're going to be able to come out and bring the families, the most important thing.
That's absolutely right. And I think Chris would just said it right. You plan ahead a little bit, it'll make things a bit smoother. Arrive a little bit early in case there is a hiccup here or there. But it's going to be a great time. You'll have wonderful fun. Just take a moment or two before you leave to plan ahead.
Yeah, and the beauty of it is it's not just a celebration of the Air Force. It's a celebration of the Air Force and this community and the strong bond that we've had over the years. I just think we're going to be looking at 100, 150,000 people here. What do you think?
Oh, easily. You know, it's going to be the show to come to.
I believe so. And it's right around the corner at Pensacola where they're based. So how long does that take for them to fly over here, you think?
Oh, man. Now you're asking me.
2 minutes?
Yeah. No, it'll take a little bit longer than that. But, oh, goodness. I don't know their actual flight time.
Your problem is, and we don't deal with this over at City Hall, you're dealing in facts, you see. We don't let that get in our way. It's going to take them 10 minutes to fly over. Go ahead.
That's actually the Blue Angels over there. I believe the Thunderbirds are at Nellis.
Yeah, you see, we don't deal with facts. One of the things we look back to is the Blue Angels show. Thank you for making sure everybody else is out there. What an idiot. But the Blue Angels show, we drew a good number of people whenever they were here last year. But you got to go with the Air Force.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's going to be a wonderful show. You know, they're going to have that ground entertainment as well as the aerial entertainment.
Bring your chairs, bring your lawn chairs if you're coming out to the beach. And bring plenty of water, but not in a glass bottle. Major, anything else I've left out?
No, I think we pretty much covered it. You know, the Air Force is the best, so the Thunderbirds will be better. The 4th and 5th of May, that's the place to be, is out here. Yeah, that's right. So please, everybody, come on out and check out the website before you come and see everything that we'll have to offer.
Major, I can't welcome you enough to Biloxi, and I hope you have a great time doing your assignment here.
I sure will. And thank you all so much for the warm welcome and for letting me come out here today.
That's what we do, man. You had no idea we were going to throw you in the middle of this, did you?
No, I did.
Okay, Cecilia, tell us what's up this weekend.
For Saturday, April the 6th, is Walk Without Limits. It's a one-mile walk that's going to take place actually around MGM Park. It begins at 9 a.m. and it's open to all ages. Wheelchairs are welcome. And then also on Saturday is the Summer Playground Program registration, which is our summer camp. It's for residents that live in the Wool Market community. That is from 9 to noon, and it'll be at the Wool Market School Gym off John Lee Road. Just make sure you go to our website, get all the information that you need to have so you can fill out the application and get in and out. We usually have a lot of people that sign up for this event, so just be patient, but make sure you have everything you need. And then another event happening Saturday is our Easter Extravaganza. It's from 2 to 4 at the Wool Market School Grounds, also on John Lee Road, open to ages 11 and younger. And as always, all of these events are on our website at biloxi.ms.us.
We want to thank everybody for joining us here on today's podcast. William, any closing thoughts?
There will not be any airships at the air show, I'm sure.
Right, no dirigibles, none of this.
No Zeppelins, so, yeah. You know. But check the website for those that want the World War I airplanes, really.
Yes, there's a fount of information on that website. Keesler's done a great job of building a really relevant website.
You've been listening to City Desk, news and views from City Hall, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.